Hi, welcome to another edition of the Malware Report. I am here with Cameron Camp, researcher at ESET. Welcome, Cameron.
Good to be here, Brian.
Cameron has been looking at Facebook Timeline, which is an incredibly popular feature that is now really a permanent element of everyone's Facebook profiles. Cameron, there's a lot of privacy and security issues that come up with Timeline. Do you want to walk us through some of them?
Well, yes. So, Brian, the idea is that Facebook wanted a way where you could do more of a chronological narrative of people's profiles. So things that you did 3 years ago, your kid was born 3 years ago, now, you know, he's 3 years old. So they wanted to kind of put that along a timeline. And also they have a continued sort of impetus to continue to share information. And now in the context of a timeline, it's sort of easier to get a picture of you in a more, I guess, in a more natural setting.
One of the things that I think, you know, we've talked about with Facebook is that people are just very, they're very open in sharing all kinds of things on there relating to their employers, their pets, where they live, all that information. And now that's really collected in a very convenient way in Timeline. Do you think that that's a potential target for hackers or people who are trying to maybe steal someone's identity or do something malicious?
I think what it gives people, especially who want to impersonate you, they can call up, you know, like the phone company and get a lot of their personal information to gain access to other accounts from a much more complete profile on you, and saying, well, you know, this event happened 3 years ago and seem very convincing, like they are you, Ryan, or me. And so that gives them the leg up in terms of trying to gain access to other accounts, but also it kind of blends the sharing line between you and your friends even more, and in sort of this big ooze of data around and around Facebook into third-party sites. It sort of makes it easier, more seamless, and that also allows, in some cases, if you don't watch your privacy and security settings, your data to ooze in ways that you really hadn't planned on and that are difficult to reverse later, if not impossible.
Cameron, in those privacy settings for Facebook, they're concerned about Timeline specifically. What should they go in and what should they turn off or allow or disallow?
So on Timeline, there's a whole section for help on Timeline, and we're writing up a blog as we speak. It'll be published quite shortly, and people will be able to reference this on blog.esa.com. But what it does is it goes through the different settings, what you can share, and the main thing people need to understand is that it's risky to share things with friends of friends. So you may know your friends, and you may want to limit the exposure to your friends in some ways. But just make sure that you're not sharing your details with friends of friends, because it's really difficult to understand who your friends allow or disallow. You know, as friends, you may want to protect your profile and you may have 100 friends. Your friend may have 600 and just trying to add up more and more friends. Well, all of a sudden they have access to your information. And if they're other than honorable subjects that you do not know, and suddenly they may have access to your information, well, then you still have a problem.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that Facebook has introduced is this feature where you can select the groups that you want to share with. Although it's more time, and we know that people seem to like the instant gratification of liking or sharing instantly with everybody in the world, you do have the ability, if I'm not mistaken, to kind of say, okay, I really want to just share this with my friends or my family or this particular group. I think, you know, certainly it takes an extra couple of seconds and some thought, but it's certainly a good place to start, particularly if you're going to complain about that day at work and you don't want your employer to see it.
Well, correct. And so Facebook is becoming more front and center in the things that affect your life. There was a startup a year ago, I think, that tried to do micro-lending, and they tried to build a profile based on your Facebook, sort of an online virtual credit score. You know, so the message is not that Facebook is evil. The message is know what you're sharing and to whom, and that once something is shared, it can't be unshared. Listen, if I took my smartphone out and I took a picture of you, Brian, and I put that up on the internet, how would you ever get that back? And so the answer is you can't. And so if things get shared, as Facebook expands its offerings and it becomes more important in your social, you know, in your world, once it's shared, it's always shared.
Well, Cameron, hopefully you haven't taken a lot of photos of me and shared them. I'm going to have to do some homework there to make sure everything's okay. If you'd like to do your homework, please visit ESET's blog. Cameron has a great post up there right now on Timeline and all the privacy settings, and it'll walk you through what to do, what to click on, and how to share appropriately. That's a resource for you, so please visit that. And we'll see you next week on the Malware Report.